from Def Leppard, guitarist extraordinaire Phil Collin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing wonderful, and I am so glad to see that you guys got a new album out. The album is called Songs from the Sparkle Lounge, which that's actually, wasn't that a nickname for a backstage area during your, well, the 2006 tour?
Yeah, actually, we've had it for about 8 years, but we never even used it. It was just a little guitar amps in there and a little drum kit, and it just kind of sat empty. And then the year 2006, we figured we had to write a new album, so we figured we'd do it on tour, and that's how the Sparkle Lounge come about.
So these all the new songs were written while out on tour, then?
A lot of them. I mean, we started there, and I think it gave the album a certain kind of direction, if you like, a bit of an edge, because we were in live mode, so you're singing a bit more aggressively, a bit harder, you're playing guitar harder and everything, so it kind of translates to the record, really. It's got a bit more of a thing to it.
Well, a lot of the talk is like saying that it's comparable to Hysteria writing wise how do you feel about that?
That's really great if someone thinks that, but yeah, I mean, you know, we do what we can. I think every album is going to be different to the one before, so it's yeah, the songwriting, we actually approached this one different. We basically, there's four songwriters in the band, and we all came in with about three or four songs each. So that was different to the last time we went in, which was a bit more of a collaboration type thing.
Now, is that generally how it is when you guys write? I mean, you know, I mean, you guys have got a few albums out, you know? I mean,
a few.
Is it generally a collaboration versus where you guys each came in with different material?
Always different. Always different. The great thing about it, it's like there's no real kind of a hard rule or anything, so you know, you go as far as you can with the songs. You get stuck, then someone will bring something, and or even like in the case of Nine Lives, you know, I pretty much had the song pretty much figured out, and then I stole one of Rick Savage's songs. I actually stole a section from it and put it in there, you know, so that can work sometimes as well.
And you're a busy guy. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We've got ourselves a neat little a thing. If we go by the album, you got a pick card. Now, what's this do for us online?
It's kind of like a credit card thing, but you get extra things like goodies. Like, you know, I'm not sure exactly what all the goodies are yet, but I know there's like the signed photos and stuff like that. And I think there's also, I mean, don't quote me on this, but like, there's some memorabilia stuff that people have worn, and just things and competitions and just things that you wouldn't get. Lots of freebies that you wouldn't get if you just bought, you know, if you just done a download. So it's kind of cool.
So you want to pick the album up for sure. Songs from the Sparkle Lounge. I got another question too, because you are a very busy guy. I mean, like you're on tour at Def Leppard, of course. You guys had just finished up the album just, you know, a bit ago, and it's coming out. But you also have another project. What's Man Ray's about?
Man Ray's is it's a three-piece band. It's me singing and playing guitar. It's Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols on drums, Simon Laffey on bass. And it's kind of like a cross between Nirvana and The Police, if you could imagine that.
Wow!
So it's really lots of fun. So and the Sex Pistols are touring Europe this summer, so I think in the gaps we're actually hoping to do some shows as well.
That's awesome. Now, what is it like, because you've been playing guitar for so long, and I know that, I mean, you know, here this one, you're going to be doing some vocals. What was that transition like?
Well, I mean, because I sing all the time in Def Leppard, but the right. Big thing, we've only done two shows in Man Ray's. We've done one 2 years ago in London, and 2 weeks ago we played a show in LA, like a showcase that we filmed, and the big thing I noticed is that I can't move away from the mic. I'm kind of stuck there. At least with Def Leppard, like, you know, I sing on the choruses or the bridge, and I can run around, I can do a solo and stuff and get back. But with this, I'm like, I'm stuck. It's like I'm glued to the floor. It's like I try and move away, and it's like, oh, I've got another verse to sing. So that's the weird thing about it.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Again, Phil Collin of Def Leppard. Brother, can we have you hold on for a couple seconds?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on for us. That is awesome, man. Def Leppard right there on this program.